All right, here are today's top stories. President Trump told Gold Coast Coast Guard graduates, sorry about that, today that they have to fight adversity, put their heads down, and that he is treated so unfairly, the worst than any other politician in American history. So if that's not motivation enough for you to go out and guard our waterways, then something is wrong with you. Trump went on to say that essentially this is all happening because he is fighting the establishment in Washington. And to me, that might be part of the problem. Yes, you were elected to change things in D.C., but breaking rules, destroying decorum, and the utter disrespect of the office may be a misinterpretation of your mandate. It's not your company, bud. It's ours. So you can't go and put a row of blackjack tables in the Senate floor or use the House grocery money to buy WrestleMania, right? I get it. It's like Caddyshack. You're the Rodney Dangerfield, and Washington, D.C. is Ted Knight. But in the end, the whole entire golf course explodes. Yeah, I mean, there is Caddyshack too, but even you, Mr. President, would recognize that's just a crappy movie. I think all we ask for here is respect. Just read the employee handbook. You can't give away secrets. You can't fire people who are investigating you. You can't wear those golf pants all the time. Okay? Back to D.C. drama. It's official. Former FBI Director Robert Mueller is being brought in by the Justice Department to investigate Trump's ties to Russia. So the Dems get their wish, and a former Obama guy too. I just hope he's as charismatic as Ken Starr. Ken Starr. You remember that? Remember a simpler time in American government? Ken Starr. In Springfield, the Senate Democrats have started to dismantle the grand bargain, and instead now they're calling for a tall bargain. Starbucks reference there. The Dems are even going as far as to recall bills that have already been voted on to have them voted on again. The idea of the grand bargain was that both parties would sign on to all bills, even ones that weren't very much liked by either side, one or the other. But then Governor Rauner and Republicans backed out of that idea. So now Dems are just going to pass what they like and stay away from what they don't. So essentially, it's rerun season in Springfield. And there's nothing worse than seeing the same episode of Kings of Queens over and over and over. And then they did it. They balanced the budget. It's passed. We're on our way. It's over. And it was one that was originated by Republicans? Yeah, right. But then there was a secondary vote to implement, which I didn't even know existed. That failed. Springfield. You're like a old, worn-out playground seesaw. It goes back and forth, but watch out for a bruised tailbone. Or worse, splinters. Although I guess passing a budget is progress, but somehow in Illinois, it's the exact opposite. It just seems more like pressure. Can't wait for the budget to make it to the House, then pass, and then get vetoed, and then watch the folksy political ads for the 2018 gubernatorial election from millionaire candidates. Speaking of millionaire, Chicago millionaire Ken Griffin gave $20 million to Governor Bruce Rauner today because the rich, well, they've been forgotten in this country, and they just want to be heard. Also, this money's for the 2018 election, man. Time is flying by. Can you believe that we are only 3 months away from being 6 months from the primary? That's really, we're right there. McDonald's announced today they're expanding their delivery options. They're going to make their food available for delivery services. So if you need a Big Mac and you just don't have it in you to go to the drive-thru or actually into the store, then, well, maybe what they say about you is true. Right? Think about that. In weather, hot again. Not 90 degrees hot, but hot. Also, rain and tornado watches. It's like we just skipped early summer and we're right into mid-August. That's how the politicians would like it. In sports, the Cubs get back in the win column yesterday behind rookie phenom Ian Happ. How many rookie phenoms can this team have in a couple years? Jeez. He blasted his first homer at Wrigley last night, and he's playing again tonight. He's playing ball. And that just might put him back in AAA. Hayward's near a return, so there are some that say he might have to adjust to playing corner infield to spell Bryant and Rizzo, just to justify him staying in the bigs. The Cubs go tonight. They're playing right now, trying to make it two in a row against the Reds. Also last night was Joe Maddon's 1,000th victory as a Major League Baseball manager, and that's hard to do, especially when you bring your closer in the seventh inning. I couldn't resist. The White Sox, well, we're in the middle of it. It's the June swoon, a month early. We were excited that the rebuilding Sox might have a spark after their successful month in April, and they rewarded our interest by losing 8 of their last 10. They lost to the Angels again last night. They hope to salvage one tonight so they aren't swept out of Anaheim. After tonight, they head to Seattle. They're currently three back of the upstart Twins. The Twins. They're just mediocre baseball all the way around. In basketball, rumors swirl around Jimmy Butler because last night the Boston Celtics got the number one pick in the NBA lottery. Celtics have been long rumored to be interested in trading for a superstar like Jimmy Butler, but haven't been able to pull the trigger. Now, as they enter the Eastern Conference Final as the number one seed, many argue their window is now, not 5 years from now, and they need to trade that pick. Enter the Bulls, whose window is plexiglass and doesn't open at all. So the Bulls could be in play for the number one overall in the NBA draft this year, which many sources say is super mediocre. So once again, the Chicago team has a chance at a top pick when nobody else wants it. I'd like to see them move up from the number one if they could. I don't know. The Bulls, Gar and Pax will figure out a way to move up. The Celtics are at home to host the Eastern Conference Finals, which start tonight against LeBron, Braun, and the Cavs. The Warriors won game two easily against the Spurs last night. They got a 2-0 lead. Also, Pau Gasol is on the Spurs. That's all I got. I saw it because I watched a highlight, and I saw Pau Gasol lose a loose ball. I'm like, oh, yay. A former Bull. All right. And finally tonight, carjackings are on the rise in Chicago. Teens are targeting high-end luxury vehicles using old-school tactics like bump-and-run scams and taking cars by gunpoint, which is exactly why I have kept my 2005 Honda. You really want to fake an accident to steal my cassette player? Have at it, Hoss. That's the carryout for May 17, 2017. Hey, it's windy, so we've given you 1,000 napkins so you can just let them swirl all around. All right, coming up, Mike Fouché, talk about the grand bargain in Springfield. Some other stories happening right here. A good, interesting story about how Mayor Emanuel's city council isn't as rubber stamp as it used to be. It's a download here on 720 WGN. Stay with us.